Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Do you know how many times I've been teased by my Polish people over the years while trying my very best to tackle this insanely tricky Polish language? Poles seem especially satisfied when they can correct me on not only my pronunciation, but also when I struggle to make sense of some words that are oh so obvious to them. And let me tell you, my own kids and my younger students here at the school crack up hearing me attempt those Polish tongue twisters and other complicated expressions. I can have them rolling on the floor with laughter in no time, but hey, in all seriousness and despite all the laughs, Poles really do respect foreigners who come here and genuinely try to learn the Polish language. But that doesn't mean they won't have a good chuckle at your expense every now and then. Well, today, for me, it is payback time. I recently stumbled upon a big misconception that many Poles have about the name of an American restaurant chain that's big here in Poland. Stay tuned, it's coming up right after this. You might be surprised to learn that in Poland right now, there are over 150 Pizza Hut sit-down restaurants. And that may not sound too impressive when you compare it to the over 500 McDonald's that exist here currently, but Pizza Hut for me serves as a little piece of America when I'm feeling homesick, and that does happen from time to time. However, today I'm not trying to promote Pizza Hut, but I'm rather trying to clear up a huge misunderstanding that has recently come to my attention. About a week or so ago, one of my teenage students asked me, "Hey Russell, where does the word Pizza Hat come from? Is it named after a chef's hat or a farmer's hat or something like that? You know, the hat looks a little bit more like a Mexican sombrero than any kind of chef's hat," he said. I probably sat back in my chair for at least 30 seconds just staring at him. I could not make sense of this seemingly simple question. "What in the world are you talking about, man?" I said. "Pizza hat?" And then it hit me. Pizza Hut and hat, when read with Polish phonetics, sounds dangerously similar. Hot. Hut, hot, hut. "Oh," I said, trying my hardest not to burst out laughing. "No, no, it's Pizza Hut, like a small cabin or house." I went on to explain that in Polish, it would translate exactly to chatka pizza. The red hat you see in the logo is supposed to resemble a type of hut with a red roof. I proceeded to open my browser and show him Pizza Huts from the 80s when I was a kid with that stereotypical long red roof on it. The student pointed at the screen and said, "Hey man, look at the logo. It looks like a freaking hat, don't you think?" I have to admit it, it does look like a hat over Pizza Hut. I get it. But folks, it gets even better. On the day that I received this question from my young student, I just knew I had to make a YouTube video on it. I quickly crafted a plan to ask a Family Feud style survey question with every Pole I came into contact with over the next several days. My number was 100 people, and the answers I got broke down like this. 47% thought it was Pizza Hat, like my young student. 18% knew that it was a hut, a type of dwelling. A surprising 11% had no idea whatsoever and claimed they had never even thought about it before. And the other 24%, are you ready? They said it was Pizza Hot, like a hot, fresh, steaming pizza. I just love it. So there you have it. If any of my polls out there are a little touched today or mildly offended, that's great. That's what you get for all these years of giggling at me. Boom. And one more thing, I'll say one more thing. If anyone at Pizza Hut Corporate is watching this video right now, you've got to send this hat, hot, hut, Polish confusion to your marketing team. What a memorable commercial it would make, and it would be educational to Polish people at the same time, maybe people outside the country as well. Well, I really hope you enjoyed this video. It's a little silly, I know, but I just had to point that out and get a little revenge today. I can't understand how anyone can say they don't find language and culture fascinating. It just never gets old for me living here in Poland. Well, I'd love to have you on my channel. If you're not a subscriber, click that subscribe button and click the bell icon so you'll be reminded of new videos coming out. I still plan to make them. I wish I had more time to make videos every week, but work comes first, right? Thank you so much for watching. If you have not become a subscriber, one more time, click the button right here on my Pizza Hut logo so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in the next one.